Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Melissa Ford, a.k.a. The Curve Queen.
Your boy Giovanni Watson.
Hold on. And so for those of you listening to the sound of my voice, I am not God, but I am Jason Lee, directing you to go directly to Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and every other location, Pornhub, Backpages, and download our show and listen to it because, guys, we go from recklessness to fucking pure out.
Philanthropy.
Like mm-hmm. We just, well, you there, see.
Yeah. Yeah, our show. Well, I don't know where the show's going to line up. But anyway, we record two shows in one day. So people, we've shed tears and now we're about to just shit on ourselves with hilarity.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
It's hot in the motherfucker outside.
Yes.
Why you got that goddamn towel shirt on?
Great question. Let me just tell you. Yesterday I said, well, first of all, you got your arms out like two goddamn turkey legs at fucking Thanksgiving. No Thanksgiving dinner. But no, let me tell you the reason why. Yesterday I decided to go...
I'm going to start doing it. Zing.
Can I tell you that I have a bell at my house
in the
kitchen.
I know, and every time you bang it, just, yeah, we know.
No, it's you ring it for a blowjob. Or I ring it for a blowjob.
I don't have any need for
side note,
like that
I have to tell you, I'm not going to get into details because the Lord knows he's my shepherd and I want to get it back. But I had a threesome the other day.
I got all.
I don't know how we got from talking about your shirt
details.
To a threesome well, right look, now.
From Jesus to Jezebel, I'm just one big old show. No, listen, I had a bloody. It was so much going on in the bed. I was telling Melissa, the motherfucker hit me in my mouth. I had a bloody goddamn lip. So I get out the bed to go take care of my first date, and I look back, and they just
going at it.
Without me. So, of course, you know, I had to be like Trey Songz and dive in.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so.
When you dove in that goddamn hot ass shirt, you're going to have a stroke.
Oh, so back to the question. I don't know how we got on my sex life. So I was walking with a friend to go get lunch, and I threw a sweater on. Mm-hmm. God, it's so fucking hot. Now, I be in my house so much, I don't even know the weather change.
Because it's so cold in there.
No, but it's in my house, it's like 67 degrees. So I fucking, now I am going to see Puffy tonight and Lorian Gibson. She's invited me to go see The Four. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go to CBS after this and I dress for the day. And I got a date at 8 o'clock.
You dress to stay in air conditioning.
I dress to stay indoors.
Yes, I got you.
I am not going to be walking on the streets of LA.
You
got to
walk your ass out this building.
Yeah, but
right
get
into an
Uber.
Air-conditioned Uber.
Yeah. I mean, it gets cold in here. That's why I got my little, you know, jacket situation on.
Fellas, I wish y'all could have seen her before she came up in here, though, when that jacket wasn't on. Mm. Listen, Satan does not tempt me. But that,
well, Satan could tempt you because you ain't never going to get a chance. So it doesn't matter. Satan, don't set me up for no failure.
I have been putting my new spin bike to good use.
I thought of getting a spin bike for my balcony, but I ain't gonna get on it, so I'm not gonna get it. Mm. But my friend in the back here, he's a trainer, just moved here from Houston, and I need a workout buddy. You not gonna work out?
I've
with
been
me.
Working out, bro.
Where?
On my Beachbody app.
But besides that, what have you been doing?
Eating good.
You know what your problem is?
In the neighborhood.
Your problem is my problem. No, your problem is what my problem was for years. Drinking. You drink way too much.
I don't drink a lot.
Bullshit.
Gio, your Instagram story, I get people from your account to my account saying, please go help Gio.
Remember the episode we had we had an episode where we all identified as alcoholics.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I went to BET the other day.
Lit.
Shout out to Connie Orlando, the executive vice president over programming. I had a really good conversation with her and Bobby from the digital team. He's actually the senior vice president. But anyway, we were talking about Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored, you know, and trying to figure out, you know, what do we want to work together? And we're going to work BET and I are going to figure out how to work together. But when I was going through our show, I was like, okay, how do I see this on BET? If it was to go to BET, we've talked about Coretta Scott King being boxy. We've had somebody suck a cucumber to death and spit all over it on our show. And then we had somebody talk about the smallest dick in the NFL. We had somebody talk about people who get paid to get shitted on.
talked about Al Shopton and Melissa having sex.
Oh my God.
But this was also a network that had Uncut on it. Ooh. You know? So
speaking of Uncut, I'm going to Dominican Republic on July 16th for about four good days.
I almost want to come on the trip with you, but I just want to stay in a different residence.
You should come on the trip with me, but stay in a different room.
Oh, a whole other building.
No, I mean, we wasn't doing it like that.
Okay, I don't know how it was going down.
See, Dominicans, they're romantic.
Yeah.
They're sensual. Even though I was with a Venezuelan, it was more like passionate. It wasn't like hanging. It wasn't like my apartment a week ago. I ain't gonna lie, it was a lot going on. And you know, I haven't had a threesome in so long, and I'm too old to be having threesomes. But then again,
are you really too old to be having threesomes?
I don't know. Are adults supposed to have threesomes?
I had a foursome not too long ago.
How long ago?
Like 3-4 years.
Oh, okay.
So you're about
37 then.
Would you guys believe I've never had a threesome before?
Why?
It'd have to be with a girl. You couldn't do it with two guys.
Those were my conditions. Apparently, nobody was down for that.
I'm going to give you the same advice that I gave my homegirl last night at dinner and every other woman and man across the world that is listening to the show. Those of you who are prudes or conservative need to embrace the fact that there's a duality to the life that you live. There is that naughty side. You're a Scorpio.
Yes.
You need to go to a club one night by yourself, dress scantily. Find the finest nigga in there and say, I want to fuck you. And take him home or to a hotel and fuck him and never call him again. And
wait,
be reckless.
Hold on a second here. I thought we were talking about threesomes.
Okay, two niggas.
Nah, man, that's a train.
Well, somebody got
to. Not really.
No, somebody got to be in the middle.
Okay, so I have a story.
Okay.
All right, so I had this boyfriend. And I was like, what, 20, 21 at the time or something like that? And we started talking about fantasies and whatnot. And so he asked me what my fantasy was. I was like, I guess, you know, a threesome. And he was like, with another girl? I was like, nope, another guy. And he was like, really? Like,
I ain't never heard that.
Like, you think you could handle all that? And I was like, that remains to be seen. And he was like, do you have an idea as to who this other guy is? And I said,
please don't say Idris.
No, he wasn't famous. I wasn't even really Melissa Ford at the time, you know? I was like 20, you know? And so he was just like, do you have any idea who this other guy is? I was like, kind of. And he was like, who? I was like, your best friend.
Really?
And he was just like, really? And I was like,
hey, Nick, what you doing right
now? He did. He said, he was like, so do you want me to set that up? I said, you know what? Just the fact that you were even open to that makes me love you even more. Fantasy done. I'm good.
Oh, Melissa, that was the most.
I'm sorry, but I told you.
I'm going to tell you what I would have done. I went in the bathroom and took a shit and I wiped my ass, fucked you, and then took the shit out my ass and wiped it on your face and walked out.
Why?
Bitch, you just got shitted on.
Why?
Because you don't set up no fantasy like that and then just tell a nigga his fantasy now is blown.
Yeah, that was the dumbest shit ever.
It was my fantasy.
Right, and then it became his and fantasy. You took it from him.
No, it wasn't his
you
fantasy.
You robbed him like my dad did
it
my whole life.
It wasn't a robbery. He
Wait,
was.
Hold on. He just told you his dad robbed him of his whole life. And you just kept talking like, fuck you, nigga. We have to care more about Gio.
Yeah, care about me, man.
Nah, fuck it. Never mind. Continue with your story. What was happening?
I'm just saying, he was willing to, you know, appease me and, you know, maybe possibly go down that road with me.
No,
I don't know.
It wasn't appease you. Niggas just want to fuck.
I don't think he wanted his best friend in the room fucking
me. Oh, let me tell you. Wait. Jennifer Lewis, oh, sucky, sucky. Oh, let me tell you, the only thing preventing niggas from living their best life like me is just the fear of getting over what people are going to say. And let me tell you, when you live your life and don't give a fuck, oh my God, the freedom. It's almost like a nigga walking right out of prison.
I used to date this girl that used to love to see me fuck other girls. She loved that shit.
I had a nigga tell me the other day he wants me and him to fuck a girl together. I said, well, first of all, that's not going to happen. but he was saying it would make it easier for me to be involved with you if a girl was involved.
Oh, damn. But here's
the thing. But here's the thing. Yeah, but what is straight? This is LA. Here's the thing. I don't want to have a girl be a witness to some shit. Because, see, Jason a nigga ain't never going to go tell the business.
Just do it in Dominican Republic, okay?
No.
She won't be able to come
Dominican
here.
Dominican Republic is a different culture. You show up with some money, everybody's ready
but
to
it's
go.
A lot of transsexuals over there. You can
no,
do
that's
it.
Thailand.
No, that's a transsexuals in DR too.
They're in Thailand.
I mean, I know that.
You don't travel much.
I've been
darling.
To Thailand. I've been it's, to fucking.
Okay. All right, let me help you guys out here. I have a very random question that I was thinking about on the way over here.
Were we talking about Jesus at the beginning of the show?
Yes, we were.
But you know, this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. Shit happens.
Lord.
Okay. Jesus. So I have a really strange. I have a question for you guys. What is your strange single behavior? Like the shit that you do that nobody fucking knows about. It doesn't necessarily have to be like anything like, you know, scandalous, but like I'll give you an example.
I already know mine.
I have a habit of putting on lotion completely naked in the kitchen.
Damn, that's so random as fuck.
I know. Like I'm standing in my kitchen. I'm applying lotion all over my body. I do this at least 5 times a day.
So niggas are jacking off right now, by the way.
Yes.
Well, you know.
Well, that's my mine is I jack off in public places, like public bathrooms.
You're dead gonna get fucking serious. Arrested, motherfucker.
In public bathroom, like private stalls, but outside in businesses.
Because he likes the voice of a nigga next to him. Oh, you motherfucker.
No, I don't do it. No, I do it like in the single bathroom. Like there's no one else can come in here.
Okay.
Sometimes you gotta rub one out. I'd be horny as fuck. Like so I'm hard right now.
My single behavior. Okay, TMI. First of all, me too.
TMI.
Me too. Okay, let me say, my behavior is I think I masturbate way too much when I'm single. When I was in a relationship, I don't remember masturbating. Because I didn't have to.
Right.
We worked in a home office.
Nah.
Nigga, lunchtime is at 10, 12, and 1.
I have a girl. My girl right on the side of me. I still go in the bathroom with Jacko for some reason.
Oh, well, then you didn't love her enough.
No, it's not that.
Or you were
insecure. I'm just saying we can have sex. And no, then after we have
why
sex.
Why did you have to do that?
No, listen.
Why did you have to just bounce the imaginary bitch on your lap?
Because he's a fucking pervert. That's why.
He is.
Listen, I've been getting a lot of DMs from girls saying they love how nasty
How many boys DM you?
I see that
man,
shit.
Man, I be fucking blocking the shit out of them, man. But the girls be like, yo, I love your nasty fine ass.
Tell everybody online the DM you got for me in your DM.
Oh, about when I said pride or no?
Remember the guy DM'd you to send me a message?
Uh-huh.
What did
and
he
then
say?
I sent it to you.
Well, what
tell
did
the
he
message,
say?
Nigga.
I forget what it said, but I can read. He said something about, hey, Giovanni, listen.
The text Gio sent me of a fan. The fan said, hey, Gio, I doubt you'll ever open this, but if you do, tell Jason I want him to save me. Not in a Captain Save-A-Ho way, but more like a Captain Save a nice and cute man who will run up on his whole body way. Rub up on his whole body way, please, Gio. Gio sent me this. I could have slapped the shit out of Gio.
That shit was hilarious. Hilarious.
So, people, you know I'm not going to read your messages.
I read all the people's
I read them, too, but unless I'm attracted to you, I don't respond.
All right.
Just if I don't respond to you, that's my nice way of saying thanks, but no thank you. Please stop hitting up the co-host.
You know, let me just say another thing. I have a lot of guys in my DMs that say this. Have you ever considered dating a regular guy? What would it take for this regular guy to get a chance or whatever the case is? Listen, there is a huge portion of my personal life that nobody knows. And you want to know why? That's because I'm dating regular niggas. So I have nothing against the regular guy. I kind of really prefer the regular guy as opposed to the industry.
No,
you guys are full of shit.
Wait, listen. I've never met you with a regular guy that you've liked longer.
And if
than
he
a
is
month.
A regular guy, he's a regular guy with a non-regular bank account.
Don't stereotype me.
Melissa, you are not dating some nigga that works at Home Depot.
Absolutely not. You understand me?
Okay, why does that have to mean regular?
You're not dating anybody with the title aspiring in front of their name.
You understand me?
No, you're
you
right.
You ain't hitting the ABFF awards with no nigga who just got off at IHOB. By the way, why did IHOP change the P to a B? International House of Burgers, nigga, we not coming.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah. Jason told me that the other day. I was like, I don't believe you.
And
it's
in Los
true.
Angeles, International House of Burgers, and you across the street from In-N-Out?
They don't sell pancakes no more?
Yes, but they just, now they're the Internet. So Burger King changed their name to Burger Pancake or Burger Pancake King. Burger King is so
yo,
petty.
Yo, IHOP and Burger Pancake King, y'all need to go to Butter Pancake IHOP hell.
Okay, but listen, back to Jesus. I'm going to church. So if you're in LA and you hear this or you come to LA, please go to Mary, the sister, Erica Campbell. Her mm-hmm. church is. Do you mm-hmm. like church at all?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like church?
You know, she's not like, you know, she's more of the.
I'm spiritual.
You're not atheist, though.
I'm definitely not atheist.
She believes in a higher power.
Would you go to spiritual. A church?
I have gone to church. I've enjoyed going to church.
Okay, can I invite you both to church with me on Sunday?
Yeah,
what
I love
time?
Church.
11 a.m.
That's doable.
And it's in North Hollywood, and it is a nice church. It's nice, not nice in terms of aesthetic per se.
It's a spirit in
but
there.
But the energy is
okay.
Let's go and praise God together.
Does anybody fall out and catch the Holy Ghost?
No. They fall out and they do all that.
And the whole speaking in tongues thing.
And the music is amazing. Let's go together one Sunday just for an hour.
I can give up an hour.
And I'll take you guys to lunch afterwards.
Done deal. Because you know I like to eat.
Okay, great. So look, let's get into some music. But let's get into some music and we'll come right back. And we're going to jump into all the things going on around the internet.
Okay. Jason, you smell really good when you walked in here today. You kind of just brightened up the room and everything.
Got your ass beat.
Smelling like money.
Oh, thank you so much. Somebody walked up to me the other day and said, what's the name of that cologne? I said, expensive. But no, really, I actually copped it on my Scentbird account. So for those people in the comments asking me, am I really using my Scentbird account? Yes, I went, I used my account, and now I am smelling so fresh. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying my Scentbird account as well. They've got over 450 designer brands, and I get everything from Prada, Gucci, Narciso Rodriguez, and the list just goes on and on and on. So I'm really excited.
And the thing that people have to understand in today's economy, we're giving you things at a discount.
Yeah.
You get to smell as good as I do for $7 and 50 fucking cents
exactly.
for your first month.
And it's travel size, which works out for,
people. Airports.
Exactly. But it works out for people like us that really, get on a plane at the drop of a dime.
People like Melissa and Jason.
You get a fresh new scent each month, man, at your choice. You know what? One day, I'll be on that plane with you
You're
guys up in the
there,
sky.
Gio.
It's coming.
It's happening. So everybody, I want you to go to scentbird.com/unlocked. You will get 50% off of your first month. That would be $7.50 for your first month. And free shipping.
And when you do this, people, please go in the comments and tell us what you selected and tell us your experience, because we want to make sure that we're hooking you up with cheap and free shit that you actually enjoy.
Exactly.
And they have to go to
scentbird.com/unlocked to unlock 50% off your first month.
All right, so we're back. Gio, you were going
to
say something.
I was going to say, this is how people, you need to start studying women, the aesthetic of women and how what is real and real. Melissa's calves are fucking huge.
They're pork chops, yeah.
God, I wish you could see these motherfuckers.
They're not bad huge.
It was just the way you had
the thing. The thing that Melissa's body does is it does remind people in LA of what real bodies look like. I will tell you, there was a moment I was in New York waiting on Kanye West to pull up with his cousin Ricky. Mm. And I'm standing there looking at all these girls walk by. And I'm like, these are some pretty ass girls. Mm. I had just moved from LA.
Mm-hmm.
In LA, supper club era days, everything looked exactly the same.
Love
and
supper.
I had lost track of what real beauty looked like.
Mm-hmm. Especially with this new girl that Drake is being seen with.
That trash box is a whole different type of situation.
She got the whole Crenshaw Mafia sleeping in her ass.
I'm mad at Drake, not because he has a baby that we didn't know about, but like, you put one in the trash box?
What do you mean? In the
porn star.
Like, you went raw.
In the porn
in
star?
That, you went raw, and she's not even cute.
She's not, but that body is.
Body's amazing.
And it's real.
She must have been face down the whole time.
real quick. I used to smash this girl that was so chopped, but her body was so cold, I would always just make her walk in my house backwards.
You're such a fucking liar.
I'm dead ass
serious.
I'm dead ass
serious. Wait a minute. So you literally said, baby, can you turn around and walk in backwards?
Walk in the room backwards.
And she did it.
Did it. Body was insane.
Dumbass bitch. Melissa, what's going on in the world?
Okay, well, speaking of sex and everything that goes along with it, there's a woman claiming that Jamie Foxx slapped her with his penis in 2002.
Jamie got a big old penis, so I need to see if her forehead got a dent.
Now, I was going to say, it slapped her in the face with the penis. I was like, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah.
Well, Jocelyn Hernandez, shout out to the Puerto Rican Puerto Rican princess. She actually went on Hollywood Unlocked and went off about that. She was like, ma, that's a good thing. Hoes is mad. Stop tripping.
Yeah. And it was a little bit, it was like 16 years ago or something like that. So there's this woman claiming that she was slapped in the face by Jamie Foxx's penis 16 years ago. She's decided to go and file a police report and share her story. Bitch, no.
Listen, Bow Wow is pissed. They didn't woke Bow Wow. Bow Wow, Shad Moss, went on Instagram and said, we let you have, basically let you have Bill Cosby. You tried to take Morgan Freeman, but now fuck that.
Yeah.
We not giving you Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently it happened in Las Vegas in 2002. Bitch, you're just losing credibility all across the fucking board. It's in Vegas in 2002. What goes on in Vegas stays in fucking Vegas, okay? You know, and how- you're probably going to get slapped in the face by a dick when you're in Vegas, okay? That's the place it's going to happen.
Between the three of us, you know how many dicks have been slapped across our foreheads in Vegas?
How None. Many has happened?
None. You know how many dicks I've slapped across some females' faces in Vegas? Mm.
I almost had a threesome in Vegas.
So we're not talking about your boring ass sex life.
No, I feel pathetic whenever I hear you guys talk.
You told a nigga
you
wanted to fuck his best friend. He called the best friend and then you canceled on both. You should be beaten.
Mm-hmm. Niggas get shot in the hood for that.
What?
Niggas get shot for that.
Hey, well, the best friend is learning about it right now. God, what was
he gonna
name?
Go off on that?
Yeah.
Ooh, I wish I could tell a story, but I can't.
His name was Cato. What's up? You were fine back in the day.
Okay,
anywho,
go ahead.
I don't know what you look like now. So, anyways, apparently,
and can I just say that Jamie Foxx is hosting this year's BET Awards?
So well, I'm so excited about that.
No,
are we
but
going?
The timing is so
poor,
crazy that you know, like people just wait until somebody's right about to do something to throw their name out there.
That's kind of a coincidence. Mm,
but Jamie was a good host last time. He did it right after I think Trayvon Martin. But it's gonna be a good show.
Are we going?
I mean, I got invited by the president.
Okay, that means we're going. Moving on. So,
alrighty then.
What's the weirdest?
Anyway, she said she was attending a party at Jamie's home when he tried to get her to perform oral sex, and she said she refused. So he then hit her in the face with his penis. What is that fucking... Wait.
That's some boss shit.
But, okay, here's
wait,
the deal.
What did you just do?
I tried to slap somebody in the face with my imaginary penis, like what that would look like. Okay, well, anyways, so the woman said that after the alleged incident that one of Jamie's friends told her to leave. I wonder who that was, if this, in fact, did happen. And the next day she went to the hospital because she was suffering a severe panic attack. Bitch, you had a dick in your face before. God. Stop it, okay?
Is this woman white?
How do you slap... How do you slap? Well, she was sitting down when the dick slapped her.
Exactly. I'm like, what position were you in when the dick was in your face?
And you see the dick coming, but I don't know. Sounds fishy.
Yeah, exactly. So Jamie is denying the claims and he's definitely going to fight for his reputation. Because he's like,
I think anybody going through allegations that aren't true should fight for themselves.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so it wasn't apparently reported to law enforcement in 2002. So why 16 years later is she coming forward? Because she thinks the hashtag MeToo movement is going to, you know, galvanize around her. No, try again, girlfriend.
So what's the weirdest, most awkward thing you've done during sex?
Farted. Like full out fart. Every time I'm having sex, I don't know why I get gassy and I fart.
Every single time?
Majority of the time. Wait,
girls, pay attention.
Wait, so while you're penetrating her, you fart.
I'm trying to clutch my ass cheeks not to fart.
Well, if it wasn't so loose?
Fuck you. My ex, she would just say, baby, go ahead. I just go. Just go. Let it out. That's how down she was.
And you would just fart?
What?
And would y'all laugh or would you just...
We laugh about it.
While you're fucking?
Yeah.
Uh-uh. This is why I don't fuck comedians. I ain't got time for that.
I love making girls laugh when I'm beating up that pussy.
So the most awkward thing I did just last week. So look, I was eating a straight boy's booty out.
Oh
right?
My God, no.
No, listen. He didn't know where his spot was, but I did. So I found it and that motherfucker started going crazy. And after I was done, he came over and held on to me like a baby
like
on
a koala
nipple.
Bear.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing.
No, it was awkward because for me, there's three of us in the bed. So I just leaned into his ear and I said, I know.
Yo, he opens up by saying, so I'm eating a straight boy's booty hole. Like, dog.
I mean, your booty hole eaten. So let's keep moving. Thank you. Melissa, what's the weirdest, most awkward thing you've done?
Well,
ooh, left your ass speechless and a motherfucker.
I wouldn't say what I've done. I would say the most awkward thing is when he goes flaccid.
That happens to the best of us,
but it does happen, though.
But it's awkward for y'all, and then it becomes awkward for us to have to, like, you know, be
no,
like,
no, you're supposed
there,
to flip around and suck that thing good. And get it back
Thank
up.
You.
You're supposed, it's your job.
I'm sure,
to keep
I'm
the
sure,
dick
I'm
hard.
Sure your river
oh,
drops
wait,
sometime.
Hold on, it's your job to keep the dick hard.
Okay, now hold that thought. I am always very lubricated without any motherfucking assistance. That's
I'm sure
one.
You drive sometime, Melissa.
Oh,
especially
never.
When you got. a big endowed guy.
Never.
You, I bet you do.
Can you, can you let the human lubricant talk, please?
I bet you
never.
Do.
Okay. Anywho. Yes. Because my brain be working, you know what I'm saying? And then keep it, it's my job. I have no problem with that job. And then when even that doesn't work, I'm like, aw, nigga.
So when do you...
Listen, let me just get you a fucking Snickers bar. You know what I'm saying?
So when do you throw in the towel?
When my jaw starts to cramp up.
Oh, well, you ain't no MVP.
Ah, fuck you.
Now, if you suck a dick and your jaw hurts after, that nigga deserves some type of award.
Well, yeah. I ate this girl out for like 50 minutes the other day.
There's a whole lot more that goes into what we have to do to y'all. No, than what my shit.
Not necessarily. You get a dick, you hold on to it. Is this like sucking a lollipop or a popsicle?
My shit was hurting. Hold on.
Not in the show.
Did you see Oral Doctor over there? Okay, she brought a hair clip. She was literally drooling, snot, and eyes watering. Okay, it's a fucking job.
My eyes was watering too.
Lockjaw like a pit bull that's clamped on to fucking chihuahua.
And I had sloppy Joe all over my face. Sorry, that shit ain't easy.
Well, the one thing I will say to the niggas out there with a lot of confidence and a little dick, you really should put things in perspective.
Oh, that's also awkward for us.
Is it really?
Is when, you know, he pulled, you know, drops trow and it's just like.
Would you say to him like, no, we're not going to do that?
I will absolutely say really? I have made a mistake.
That's so fucked up.
I don't give a fuck.
Because I'm a grower, not a shower.
Because on your drive
over. So is my hair.
But on the drive over, you should have prepared yourself for that conversation. Mm. Like, what am I going to say when she sees it?
Yeah.
Look, I tell a girl quick, like, look, baby, I'm a grower, not a shower. So don't, you know, but when he wake up, he has risen. No disrespect to my Lord and Savior.
So you basically just made an analogy to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, with okay. your penis.
Cool.
Jason, well, look,
you're
just
going to hell. You do need church on Sunday,
we're
bitch.
We're going to get to some music and rebirth this fucking group. We'll be right back. I know this is going to sound so irresponsible and responsible at the same damn time. I just signed up with Kaiser Permanente again to get my health on track.
You're further along than I am.
I think it's just important that, you know, we take care of ourselves, especially as we're becoming, you know, senior citizens. We're almost there.
You're knocking right at the door.
Not really.
Yeah, I don't co-sign that movement. My joints definitely are getting a little bit more, you know, they need a little bit more lubrication than, you know, whatever.
Can't never have enough lubrication. But speaking of lubrication on your eyes, I'm going to go get my eye exam. And, you know, if for God forbid I need any other glasses or any other eye support besides these beautiful red things here,
yeah,
I would be using contacts. And if I didn't use contacts, I would use simple
contacts. Well, you know, I got green, real green eyes, so I don't need contacts. But the reason why I have friends that use simple contacts, and they said they like it's convenient, it's fast, it's reliable. I mean, you can't beat that.
Yeah, I mean, it takes you take a 5-minute vision test from your phone or your computer. It's reviewed by a licensed doctor, and you receive a renewed prescription and reorder your contacts. It's all that you need. And
you know, I had to go slide over to the app store to see like how good are these motherfuckers. But right. They have a 5-star rating. Over 3,000 people have given them a rating, and they're a 5-star rating.
Oh, that's
better
dope.
Than the Uber driver I had from the mall the other day.
Okay, well, we'll get into that story a little bit later. But you know, eye health is imperative. So if you need contacts, then simple contacts is definitely your plan. With summer, you know, basically at our doorstep, there's no shortage of reasons to have contacts on hand because wearing glasses. I'm doing it for fashion, so don't.
They look good on you, by the way.
Thanks. I was going for the smart look, but beach days, vacations, outdoor activities, weddings, simple contacts to update your prescription and stock up for the summer.
So tell them how they can get some simple contacts.
Well, you guys can go to simplecontacts.com/unlocked and get $30 off of your contacts at simplecontacts.com.
And trust me, it's not that hard.
It
was harder to tell you than to get it.
You have no idea.
Okay.
But this is not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam.
Remember that.
Exactly. You need to remember that part.
So don't just go on and get in simple contacts because we're giving you some discounts, people. Make sure your shit needs it.
Exactly.
But if you do need it, go to simplecontacts.com.
Exactly.
So we're back. You feel some type of way, Gio, because I'm talking about eating a nigga's ass, but you could casually talk about somebody licking your hairy, dancing ass, smoking hookah, farting while you fucking a bitch ass. So no, we not going to throw shade towards me.
It's just the way you said it. So I'm eating a straight boy booty hole.
All in it. Nose, lips, tongue, beard, everything.
Oh my God.
Damn right. And when I tell you, I stuck my finger in and found the G spot and worked that motherfucker until he rolled over, curled, and hugged me like a bitch would hug her baby.
Damn.
So let's keep moving. Anyway, what else is going on in the world, Melissa Ford?
Okay, well, Uber has somehow developed some kind of application that can notify you if you're drunk before you get in the vehicle. Okay, here's the thing. If I'm drunk before I get in the vehicle, I think I fucking know that.
But the reason why you use Uber, is it for the drivers or for the passengers?
I don't even get that, because the reason why you use Uber is because you're planning on getting fucked up and you're trying to make a good decision to not drive. Exactly. So they'll soon be able to notify a customer if they are drunk before they get into one of their cars. I don't really know what the point of this is, but whatever. So by monitoring how you use your phone, the angle that it's being held at, and how the customer is walking, and if the ride is being ordered up from a bar at 2 a.m., the company will be able to figure out if a customer is drunk and looking for
first
a ride. So you could discriminate against
us? First of all, an Uber driver just shot a passenger. So how do we have some type of way of figuring out if we're going to get shot when we get in the fucking car? And let's not forget, Tia Marie, well, she actually beat up the Uber driver. Never mind. Well, listen.
Allegedly.
No, she came here and she. Oh, she Tierra's been on our
show.
That's right. I mean, we've had a lot of people. We got to remember, she told us about the story. No, this is why I keep Lyft on my phone, because I got to have options in case, you know.
Okay. So they're saying that the reason behind this is because they'll be able to pair intoxicated users with designated drivers who are prepared to handle, you know, whatever's going to happen. I don't know, like projectile vomit or, you know, like bad, you know, just like a somebody who's got unresolved, you know, anger issues, shit like that.
Right.
But I don't know. I think that that's going to create a really big problem for, you know, Uber. You know, you got drivers out here raping people, stealing from them, shooting them, you know.
Well, I'm sure they're.
And then I think that they've done something to where they don't have to, you know, be susceptible to, like, you know, really hardcore background checks. So you'll probably have, like, career criminals as your driver. Yeah. So I don't know. I might be checking in with Lyft a little bit more.
If you deny me, I'm just going to go to Lyft. But the only thing with Lyft is
take a little bit longer to get to
the
house.
No disrespect to anybody out there that hears this, but Uber drivers seem a little class above where Lyft drivers are. I feel a lot better getting in an Uber car than a Lyft car.
But why? Is it just the look of the app? It looks a little bit more official?
It's the people driving in the cars. Mm. I think the car choices are hard. I really feel like you can have a donkey in a fucking wagon.
Well, what type of Ubers are you taking, Jason Lee?
Funny shit. We were in Dominican Republic. I'll come back to that. And my friend at the time called Uber, and they sent a nigga on a moped.
Are you serious?
For real.
Well, that's you in Dominican Republic.
But the crazy part is that the locals, while he was walking back to the hotel, go, "You guys are staying at the Renaissance, huh?" They knew where the locals knew where we were staying.
That's scary.
That's crazy. So we had to change rooms and all that. Okay, but to your question, what'd you ask me?
Yeah, you complain about the car, but we take SUVs every time we go somewhere.
That's when there's more than two people in the car. I don't like to be cramped up. Oh, so I'll take an SUV.
So, but normally you just take an XL?
Yeah, I'll take an XL.
How did you get your Uber account back?
I'm not going to tell.
All right. Well, on that note, I swear to God, I have been passed the fuck out in the back of an Uber with my diamond rolly on and shit like that.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know how the hell. Well, I've also fallen out of an Uber into my own vomit. So, shit goes down.
Did I tell you the story about the Uber driver who I gave my number to pick me up from the mall and how that relationship has progressed?
No.
This nigga hit me and texted me from Cairo and said his dad was dying and needed some money.
Oh, I guess you never responded to him ever again.
No, I just blocked him.
No.
Okay, so Kim Jong-un and the Cheeto are hanging out in Singapore.
Yeah. So Trump says that he would absolutely invite Kim Jong-un into the White House, which is a little crazy because the U.S. has had, you know.
This is the first time he's ever met a sitting president.
Yeah. It is. But it's not the first time that he has agreed to dismantle their nuclear weapons program. I mean, he's done that like numerous times and fallen back on that. So just meeting Trump does not necessarily mean that, you know, what he says is actually going to happen.
So for people that are listening and saying, well, what is the bad idea of that? If Trump is actually meeting to do a deal with Kim Jong-un that would keep us safe. Okay, well, What people forget is in this country, we do have history.
Mm-hmm.
The fabric of our history has been torn with this president. Mm-hmm. You know, we've never met with leaders. We've never given the privilege. It's supposed to be a privilege and an honor to meet the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, mm-hmm. the person who's the strongest partner in the coalition against, you know, plights against humanity or mm-hmm. people who are abusing their, mm-hmm. their people in their countries. For him to go and meet with Kim Jong-un, who's suppressing his own people, they don't have the internet in North Korea, which means that they control the minds of the people. You can't, like, you have to pledge your loyalty to him or die. There's no democracy.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he's over there and he has worse, he has more harsh words to say against the Prime Minister of Canada.
Canada,
and the Merkel chick from Germany, Germany or I don't know wherever she's, but basically mm-hmm. all of our allies, he's isolated the United States from them now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Do you think he should be meeting with this guy?
No, I think that, I don't even think that he's doing it for, you know, diplomacy reasons. I think that he's doing it for, to just, you know, to serve his narcissistic, you know, agenda, you know, just like with the look of it, you know, appears to be. And because it's thumbing his nose at our allies, you know, he just wants to always feel like he's the big man in the room. Like there was this photo of him and Angela Merkel, who's the chancellor of Germany, and, you know, a bunch of other politicians. And he's sitting there with his arms crossed, pouting, looking like a petulant fucking child. And it's just like, that is America right there. That is our representation right there, is a petulant, you know, impetuous 4-year-old who literally sits on the toilet and tweets away, you know, top secret, like national, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, it's the battle of the two greater evils for me. I mean, you got Trump and you got Kim, who's both clearly fucking psychotic and can go off at either time. Clearly, Korea, I mean, Kim Jong got weapons that could probably destroy half the fucking continent, you know?
Yeah, but Trump, we can blow that whole country away.
Yeah, I mean, but you remember that meme with him sitting down on his knees?
Then they call each other like the fat boy or something. They call each other some dotard and some dumb names.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing about this is that Trump's legacy so far is colluding with Russia, potentially, allegedly, to get in office,
mm-hmm.
to then go and try to build a bromance. He actually walked the leader of Kim Jong-un to the presidential car
mm-hmm.
to show him the inside, the stuff that keeps the president safe. I'm confused. But what I'm not confused about is that in 2 more years, we all get to go to the polls. And when I tell you, I have not been out knocking on doors and asking people to vote. Like, I'm fucking flying to red states like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Ask people.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what he's doing. He's trying to curry favor with everybody. And, you know, like even in response to the whole, you know, Kim Kardashian situation, her coming to the White House to get that woman out of prison.
Mm.
I mean, then he says that he has a press conference and he starts talking about, oh, I want to, you know, get in touch with athletes and I want to find out who else I should pardon and this, that, the other, like as if this is some kind of response to their protesting when it comes to, you know, police brutality against African-Americans. It's like, they're not trying to get their homies out of fucking jail, dude. They're trying to get, you know, law enforcement to stop murdering black people. That's what they're trying to do. Like, he's just so tone deaf and just, it's just what
he's
so wanted.
Out of touch with reality.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, well, listen, we got to keep our eye on that. But side note, I know you don't vote. Are you paying attention to
I can't. I'm Canadian. I can't.
Right. Are you paying attention to the vote for the election for governor of California?
I have a yes now.
You said what?
I have yes now.
Who are you voting for?
I can't vote.
Why?
I'm a felon.
Okay, this is educational. Felons can vote. You have to research your rights.
And I'm on probation.
Okay, well then you can't vote. I'm voting for Gavin Newsom.
I like Gavin.
Gavin is a playboy and all that, but let me tell you, when I went to go do the Trayvon Martin campaign and I was up in Stockton, I was in the trenches and I had nobody had my back. I got Senator Kathleen Galgiani behind me. Then I went and got the Congressman, James McNerney, behind me. And then Gavin Newsom got behind me. And it literally was the cherry on top of
that.
Making everything great for my community. So Gavin got my vote. I hope we can get Gavin on the show. I'm a call. Oh, and another political news. I'm at the Soho House having breakfast with my board member. And I see this white dude like, hey, what's up? You know, and I'm like, what's up? You know, it's Soho House. It's what you do. Even if you don't know him, you wave. Shout out to Jesse Collins, who I asked to be on Hip Hop Squares. And he politely, I think, told me no. The white boy was Patrick Schwarzenegger.
His son.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, well, Arnold Schwarzenegger's son. Yeah. So he and I have developed this relationship, like where we texted whatever. But it was interesting just running into each other, but I invited him on the show too.
Did he talk like his dad?
No.
No, he's a really, I mean, no shade to Arnold. No, yeah. he speaks, you know, his
language. American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But funny story I just wanted to throw real quick. We were talking about politics because I love politics. Okay, I'm at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I'm having lunch. I'm in a meeting. And I see Maria Shriver walk in. So I used to be involved in politics with the union, Obama and all that. So I see her and she's like, it's Maria Shriver. So she comes and she sits down. I text Patrick Schwarzenegger. I'm like, hey.
Your mom's here.
Your mom is here. You know, I'm going to tell your mom that she'll never call nobody back. He was like, come tell her. I'm sitting by her. So I went over and spoke to him and I met Maria Shriver.
Oh, dope.
I love Maria Shriver.
Yeah.
You would love Maria Shriver.
I do like her a lot.
I don't know who that is.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife. She's also a Kennedy. She's also...
She's a pro woman. Yeah. Feminist. Yeah. She's an amazing woman.
Yeah. Journalist.
Author.
Yeah.
She's a Kennedy.
Well, I guess that explains it all.
She's Maria super Shriver. Dope. Yeah. All right. Well, so we were talking about this a little bit earlier, but IHOP has revealed that they are now being called IHOB, and the B stands for burgers, and nobody's happy about this. This is fucking stupid. I'm sorry. It's dumb. Look,
founder named it IHOP. I'm going to call it IHOP.
Well, here's the deal. I don't think that them changing the name is going to stop people from going there for pancakes. But what it did do is it made us all talk about IHOP, and none of us have talked about IHOP in years. So for marketing purposes, it created conversation, but it's dumb as fuck.
But it's a stupid conversation. And like, you know, so everybody's kind of getting into the joke. Wendy's food chain said, not really afraid of the burgers from a place that decided pancakes were too hard. You know what? Honestly, I've never liked IHOP pancakes.
Denny's. Oh, I'm a Denny's guy.
IHOP pancakes are the best.
Really? No. They're so thick.
Oh, no, no. IHOP. I'm an IHOP guy. Nah. They are thick as fuck.
Okay. I've accepted that you don't know the difference between...
No, I'm an IHOP guy.
I've accepted that you don't know the difference between being a Democrat and a Republican. But, nigga, you're going to have to know what pancakes you like.
No, I like IHOP. Okay. I was thinking about... Yeah,
you sure?
IHOP. I'm fucking sure.
Final answer.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
I am not excited about this. I never liked their pancakes. I never liked their omelets. They use egg substitute. I'm not a fan.
The best place to get a pancake in L.A. is the griddle.
Oh my God, they're the size of plates.
But they're too big.
That's why they're called the griddle.
Yeah, it's too much.
And they close early too. I hate that.
You know what? You know where I like to go get pancakes?
Where? Vivian's.
Vivian's is good.
Yeah, that's in Studio City for everybody who wants to know. But no, like when I'm traveling, especially traveling through the South, Cracker Barrel.
Never been there. Never eaten it. So Cracker Barrel's a store, right?
They got them buttered, them biscuits.
Isn't Cracker Barrel a store?
Well, it's like cheese.
That's Crate and Barrel.
No, he's talking about Cracker Barrel.
No, I think I was talking about Crate and Barrel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck. I tried to help you out. No,
I'm like, they sell plates, but they serve pancakes, too?
Cracker Barrel is a line of products like cheese and butter and shit like that. But then they also have restaurants. And then, like, in the front of the restaurant, it's like a store. So you can get all these, you know, different, you know,
You know where you can get a $2 breakfast?
Where?
Full breakfast.
Where?
I'm talking about eggs.
Bob's.
I'm talking about eggs, sausage, pancakes, orange, everything.
For $2.
Where? IKEA.
Oh, really?
I went in there to go buy some home goods and ended up having breakfast. Like, goddamn. When a nigga's low, here's where I'm going to go.
Oh, my God. $2. I bet you that shit been sitting for 17 hours.
No. Yeah, but you're wasting $10 fucking gas to get there.
It's in Burbank. Well,
it's deep in Burbank.
Yeah. My God. My gas.
All right. Ugh. So Ariana Grande is off the market.
Fuck.
She's getting married.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't support it.
Fucking her would be like playing with child porn.
Why you say that's a grown
woman?
She
looks like a 10-year-old.
And so did Tevin Calvin before the drugs.
Okay. Walk away from that one. She is a very diminutive woman. Sorry. Let me not because she's 24 years old.
I just tell you, like, Tevin Campbell's on my Facebook. You're not going to shade Tevin Campbell.
No, I was just listening to some of his music.
Back to Ariana Grande. I think she's hot. I think she's moving too fast. I don't approve of this.
And he tattooed her all on his body and spent $100,000 for a ring, you stupid fuck.
Mm-hmm. SNL cast making money.
And is anybody looking out for Mac, what's his name?
Mac Miller.
Mac Miller. I almost said Mac Wallace.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to like really crush him.
I mean, he just crashed his car in a DUI.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he crashed his car, but he did get a DUI, so it was kind of shady.
I didn't know. I'm so sorry.
You're being really shady.
Jesus, shut the fuck up.
Tevin Campbell's somewhere hitting a pipe because of your ass right now. Tevin Campbell got a song called Shh.
Oh, man. Somebody sent me that the other day.
Ooh, that song will make you want to fuck something.
Is it good?
I guess
that was their intention.
Are you crazy?
Is it real, Tevin? He got a new song called Shh.
Can I tell you my Tevin Campbell story?
Mm. Oh, gosh.
So back in the day, I used to be a thought, right? Mm-hmm. So I came to L.A. My friend, his name is Sean Andre, who, I haven't talked to in a long time. I didn't check on him. Sean Andre, he knew everybody. He was a background singer. I met him because he was singing with Brandy. And well, I've known him since he was like 18 years old. Mm-hmm. So I came down. I was staying at his house. So I go through his phone because he knows everybody. He has Lorenz Tate's number. He has fucking everybody from Jodeci, everybody. So I see Tevin Campbell's number in there. So mm-hmm. I take his number and I text him from my phone. I'm like, yo, what's up? You know, you never call me back. He's like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. We have cell phones. You have a cell phone. Okay. So I text him. We start a conversation like he knows me. Because mm-hmm. I'm trying to fuck Tevin Campbell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
This is before the drugs, though. Mm. He was still dancing around the streets of Prince on Graffiti Bridge. Long story short, I told him about E-40. I put him on to Bay Area Rap, and he never called me again. Fast forward. We've met again years later.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well.
That's my Tevin Campbell story.
Okay, well, congratulations, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. No. She was in a long-term relationship, about 2 years, with Mac Miller, and he had a girlfriend, Cassie David. They were dating for a few years. Well, they basically tossed them aside and are headed down the aisle.
That mean they was cheating on each other together?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, they was entertaining each other for sure.
When that motherfucker got out my bed and made the bed, I could have married that motherfucker right there.
Who, Tevin Campbell?
No, the nigga from last week. Tevin Campbell ain't never been in my bed. I'm a pipe he ain't hit. Trust.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, they've received some criticism because people think that they are moving too fast. Gio is apparently one of them. One. So what, you don't believe in love at first sight? Come on, calm down. You don't believe in love at first sight?
I could believe in strong infatuation.
Lust at first sight. Yeah.
But I just don't think they should be getting married. It's not going to last. I bet you $200. I give it 7 months.
I've met somebody, and the minute that I met them, I knew I was going to be in love with them. Mm. I knew it. Mm. It wasn't like this huge lust thing. It was just like I looked at them, and I just knew. I was going
to
be in love with them. And I knew it was going
to
happen really, really, really fast.
Mine is always lust at first sight. If I can't lust for you, I don't want you.
No, the nigga was fine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Somebody
asked me, like, is being fine important? You know, not for walking on a red carpet, because, like, I don't ever foresee me, knock on wood, I mean, I don't know, but I don't ever foresee me showing up to a premiere with my man.
Why?
I love doing that.
Because I've never had a relationship that's been for other people's business. All my relationships are private to me. I love that people don't know who I'm involved with. I love it. I love it. I mean, to me, it's like the one thing I can literally enjoy completely without dealing with people's opinions or not all that. That's why I love hip hop. I wasn't going to be with no nigga. Mm. Which you see me getting out of bed with a nigga.
Ugh.
You know what?
That's the same thing I say when I see you getting out of bed with a nigga.
That part. Ugh. You know, one of the main...
At least y'all both eat each other assholes.
One of the main reasons why I never... Like, I could be dating somebody who's, like, super, super, super famous and why nobody would really even know. There was
Daniel Sunjata.
Not that motherfucker. He's way more famous than him. And I have, and I've kept it very, very quiet. And the reason why...
Would you date Samuel Jackson?
What?
That was so fucking random.
No, because he follows Hollywood Unlocked.
He's really married.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
And very happy. Oh. So Yeah.
Samuel Jackson.
But anyways, the reason why I never broadcasted my relationships, other than the fact that, you know, like I'm a private person, was because I never, you know, years before, I never wanted the reason why anybody talked about me to be because of somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just didn't want to be relegated to that person's girlfriend, because if the relationship's over, then what the fuck is your identity wrapped around? So that's one of the main reasons why I never broadcast who I was dating. And there's been times where I've been dating the motherfucker everybody's talking about, and you've no idea that I was, that we were involved.
What did you say
it was
again?
Fuck you.
I know.
Hopefully she was going to sleep.
There's more than one.
We'll talk about it later.
There's definitely, definitely more than one. So yeah, that's what's going down. So Ariana Grande, go. I'm happy for you. Boo. If you like it, I love it.
I love her music though. I'm one of her biggest supporters, but boo to that.
Don't know any of her songs, but God bless her.
Okay. Well, oh, by the way, you know the whole Instagram algorithm and how everybody's freaking out about chronological order and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's never going to happen. Like, everyone's just like, oh, you know, they've changed the algorithm. So like this post and blah, blah, blah. It's bullshit. They're never going to do it. They put an article in like Tech World or some one of these techie magazines. They're never going to go back to chronological order. They find that the reasons people have given as to why they should go back to it, none of them are good enough. They like the algorithm. It's sticking around. And that's,
yeah, I like the algorithm.
That's,
I don't
it.
Like it. I'm sick of Instagram. You know, I'm now posting everything and turning my comments off.
Really? Why?
Who does that?
Because I don't care what people think anymore. I'm posting what the fuck I want. If you don't like it, don't follow me. Okay. Follow me at the only Jason Lee.
Okay. Well, alrighty then.
All right. So listen, we're going to get to some music. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just recently went grocery shopping. I can't get everything online. So I go and get all my meat. You know, my house got to have some meat in it. House got to definitely have some meat in it. But no, I went, but I've been using Daily Harvest for all my vegetables and smoothies. So I don't know. Have you guys used it?
I love Daily Harvest mainly because it's the summertime and I'm not trying to be inside cooking over a hot stove. I'm just not, you know? And so it's just kind of fitting within my lifestyle of, I just got a new spin bike in my apartment and, you know, my apartment's just becoming like really convenient just in terms of waking up, having something easy to go grab in the freezer, you know, make a shake or, you know, throw it into the frying pan and whatnot and get on my spin bike. And
don't you love that it's just a one-step frozen product?
Yeah.
You don't have to do too much.
Yeah, because I can't cook at all. But this helps me be able to cook a little bit.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You are like a 45-year-old man and you don't even fucking cook. I don't even understand that.
So listen, for those of you listening, we are working with brands now to bring you the things that we like. And we won't endorse anything that we don't like. So Melissa, tell everybody how they can get their own harvest on a daily basis.
That is very true. Go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code UNLOCKED and get 3 cups free in your first box. That is promo code UNLOCKED for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. They are also on Instagram. I follow them. Their page is really cute.
All right, we're back. So for the listening audience, I'm going to be going and shooting season 12 of Wild and Out, and I will be gone for about 5 weeks. I'm moving to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Well, I got bras out there.
You got what?
I got bras out there.
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
So I'm looking forward to this new venture. I won't lie and say that I'm nervous. I'm nervous because, one, I've told my entire family that they are forbidden from watching Wild and Out because of all the gay shit that I did. Yeah, my jokes are really funny and they're really gay.
But they already know.
They're all going to watch. Yeah. But you know, I've never stood out on a stage. Like, you're really good out on a stage in front of people. It takes a certain level of confidence. Don't even, no shade. Like, the confidence. Once that door opens, that smoke comes out, and Nick is yelling your name, and the audience is screaming, and you see their pretty little eyes just looking up to you. Yeah, you get the fucking confidence. So the confidence was there. It's going to be amazing. I think the show airs this month. Mm-hmm. The new season airs this month. But we start shooting, which means I will be gone and you will be in my seat running shit. So it's going to be interesting to watch what y'all do while I'm gone.
We'll try to keep the fuck shit to a minimum, but God only knows, because this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
Oh, I'm sure the fuck shit will carry on.
There's something about sitting in that chair where you turn into an automatic asshole. So you know what?
One person, I don't think I'm an asshole, but yeah, I mean, it does.
I get a little frisky when I'm in that seat.
Uh-huh. Frisky's a good thing. Yeah, so I'm excited about season 12 of Love and Never. season 12 of Wildin'
Booked
Out.
Booked and busy.
And I'm excited about it, and I'm also nervous because season...
Stay out of trouble in fucking Atlanta. I know what your goals are, and I know the effect Atlanta has on people. I've lived there before to shoot a movie.
The whole cast is already talking, and the network is already worried about what we're going to be doing in Atlanta. Because, you know, we're filming 26 episodes in like 10 days, 11 days.
Well, that's the only thing that's going to save you guys from getting into trouble is you're going to be fucking tired.
Yeah.
You know,
well, the first 10 days, we 9 to 5.
And that heat out in Atlanta, the summer heat with the humidity, Lord.
Yeah, a friend of mine just told me, like, get ready because it's hot as fuck.
Breakfast spot out there that I really, really love. People from Atlanta are probably going to be like, that shit is bullshit or whatever. But I love it. Thumbs up. Ugh, my God. I was there all the time.
I literally am. This is my plan. I'm going to tell you my plan.
Mm-hmm.
My plan is to go to set and then go to my room. Okay. Study, like create, you know, to stay in my zone for that 10 days. 11 days, because I really am nervous. This is my second season. I'm still a rookie, but I have a lot to prove. You know, I have a lot to prove. I'm not a comedian. I mean, I guess, am I a comedian now?
No.
I don't think I'm not a comedian.
You have good comedic timing.
You have good, great timing. Okay. Yeah. You can't teach that. You can't teach timing.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a personality.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're good.
But, okay. So I'm going there to learn that, and I'm excited about that, and I'm excited to see, you know, how we evolve, and I want to come back, and I want us to figure out how we can go to 4 shows a week.
Okay.
Shit.
It's only 2 days taping.
Yeah. I think we could do that.
Okay, if you want to see us go to 4 days, please comment below. We already know they're going to comment.
Exactly.
All right, so there's net neutrality in these streets, and then we out of here.
Yeah, so as of June 11th, net neutrality is fucking dead, man, okay? As of June 11th, what was once required of internet service providers to offer equal access to all web content is no longer. So that basically means that they can... slow your service down, speed it up according to whatever it is that they deem to be, you know, important or whatever the case is. So it's going to affect platforms like Facebook, like Netflix. Fuck. It's already a problem to fucking load up Netflix. I'm like,
it is.
On my fucking Apple TV. I don't need this shit.
More of
shit.
A problem. Yeah, fucking.
So Netflix and chill about to be fucked up.
I'm pissed. I'm pissed off about that. Okay. I'm also hungry.
Well, we're going to learn more about what you could do to. You can't really do much.
There's nothing
now.
You could do
we
about it.
We have to wait until we get a Democrat back in the White House for them to.
Yeah,
exactly.
So prior to the repeal, President Barack Obama's 2015 administration prohibited internet service providers from charging more for certain content or giving them preferential treatment to certain website platforms. And now, you know, since net neutrality is dead, they're basically they can do whatever the hell they want. So we're going to see gradual changes roll out.
Well, look, long as Pornhub don't slow down. That's all I
and
care
And it
about.
Just might. So somebody, you could see a dick about to go right in an asshole and it's just going to be stuck.
Well, we all know that's Gio's favorite page.
Oh, my God.
All right, listen, thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Again, make sure that you are downloading this show on iTunes. You're rating us. Give us a 5-star rating. Google Play, Spotify, and go to YouTube, subscribe. Gio, what do you want to say? Because you clearly are dying to say
something.
No,
I was actually just stretching, but I want to say thank you for everybody watching, supporting us. We love you so very much. Keep following me on Giovanni on Instagram at Giovanni W.
Can you please show the audience your hair?
Nah, I ain't putting no product in it.
I need to see this. Why didn't you just ask me? I have some curl product in my...
It's dry.
Yeah, you need the shit
so
I got
you went
in my
from
bag right
a
now.
Red bloody tampon to... What?
Well,
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
The red Tekashi. Blood is on your sweater now.
That's okay. It's still cute. All right, everybody. We're out of here. Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.